No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here, and certainly we are living in unusual times. What we've seen in the stock market the last few days, but even what we've seen in the gold and silver market, the most dramatic manipulation of the metal market I've ever seen, and certainly down this morning, my gold was down below $1,700 an ounce. That's a drop of well over $200 an ounce within the last week. And silver was down had fallen dramatically and as well. So we're really seeing this effort to manipulate the prices of gold and silver. And, of course, this is being done because people throughout the world are frantically trying to accumulate something so that they will not lose the entire value of their life savings. Intelligent people realize that fiat money systems crumble, and our whole world fiat money system built upon debt is beginning to tumble. Now, a fiat money system will work, and it'll work very, very well. And it can produce tremendous prosperity as long as the people who are running it are doing a satisfactory job and not building up debt. But when you get excessive debt, eventually the whole system comes down, and that is what is happening to Greece and the big nations. But America is far worse off than the nations of Europe. 43 cents out of every dollar the American government spends today is borrowed money, borrowed fiat money, and the whole house of cards is going to come down. When it comes down, I can't tell you, but it's at the beginning to come down. And just as the tiles that cover the Washington Monument for the first time in several hundred years have cracked and are beginning to fall off the Washington Monument, so the stability of the financial structure of America is beginning to crumble. Well, without his background, let's go to Constance Cummey and talk about the spiritual forces which are behind everything. And we look at what's going on economically, we look at what's going on militarily and politically. But of course, unless you understand what's going on spiritually, nothing really makes sense, because we are really fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. But behind the wicked men who control our economy and our banks and our military and our corporations and our educational system and our great foundations and both political parties, behind them are powerful spiritual forces. Unless you recognize that, down the line, first, nothing makes sense. Good morning, Constance Cumby.
Well, good morning,
Thank
Dr.
You so much
Monty.
For being with us again.
Thank you.
You go right ahead.
Well, I heard you talking about both political developments and spiritual forces. And these things are now combining and coalescing at an unheard of rate. And I've taken a lot of heat over the last 17 years for keeping tabs on what's happening with the European Union. But because of the way it came to my attention and what I watched transpire, I just could not ignore it. And when I saw that it tied in with what I knew about the Theosophical movement, what I knew about the European Theosophical Society, Theosophical movement, and what I knew about where this was eventually headed, according both to prophecy and according to New Age, very well-publicized game plans, I just could not ignore it. And now things are coming together in what Haaretz, Israel's oldest, most respected newspaper, it's been around since 1918, has called the perfect storm, and that it's a train wreck that has been put in motion by the European Union, and that it's only going to end up in disaster for the Middle East. And if I could take the liberty of quoting from Haaretz, and bearing in mind that these spiritual forces that you've talked about play into this, whether it's on the face value of what is said or not. So the picture is clearing up. The Palestinian September is an Israeli-Palestinian disaster. The Palestinian September was conceived by two European statesmen, Bernard Kouchner, and I believe like you, Dr. Monteith, he's a physician, and Javier Solana, and that's somebody you know I've tracked for a long time. So those two naive men, and you and I would dispute that either one of them were naive, figured if they grant international sponsorship to Salam Fayyad's Palestinian state plan, they would force Israel to make a final status arrangement. But the Israelis did not cave into the pressure. The Palestinians fell in love with the plan. The train left the station. Now when everyone understands the train is racing to the abyss, nobody can stop it. On September 20th, the General Assembly debate will begin, and that has begun with gusto in the last 2 days, as you know. So at the beginning of October, the Assembly is likely to adopt a destructive resolution. Presumably, Israel will take unilateral retaliation measures, and the Palestinians will go on to The Hague. At the same time, mass demonstrations will probably begin in the West Bank. Neither Benjamin Netanyahu nor Mahmoud Abbas will want violence, but the two men's failure in managing the conflict will induce violence. Suffice it for one demonstrator to be killed. Suffice it for one Jewish terror cell to carry out one murder. The autumn air will fill with gas fumes, and one spark will be able to ignite them. Now, Dr. Monteith, you've been warning about that this war was coming for a long time. I've been looking at these events and their tie-in with the Theosophical movement and with Solana's family and their ties and Solana's role in global governance for a long time. And now it looks like they are all rather harmonically converging for a very bloody September that now appears to be combined with the stock market plunging and uncertainty and, as the scriptures put it, men's hearts failing them for fear, looking after the things that are coming upon the earth.
Well, I agree with you. I think we're moving into very, very difficult times. And certainly what the CIA and the intelligence agencies have done, toppling the governments, and this, you don't get the spontaneous toppling of a half a dozen governments, literally all at one time. This is carefully planned, carefully orchestrated, and the Egyptian government is gone. Tunisian and Libyan, and the transport control, the radical process created by our own intelligence.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jacob, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I've been a fan here at the American Freedom Network, and guest is Martin Gumby, and we're talking about how all of these factors are coming together. The financial structure of the world is beginning to crumble. The financial structure of the fiat money system, which has created artificial prosperity by creating money out of nothing and then utilizing it to build great factories. And but, of course, we've also built a socialist financial structure that is unsustainable. And when 43 cents out of every dollar American government spends has to be borrowed, you know that the day of reckoning is coming very soon. And then, if you listen carefully, you can hear the war drums, and there's no question at all that we are arming and equipping the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for the coming war, just exactly as certainly as we financed the Germans prior to World War II. We financed the Vietnamese, North Vietnamese, during the Vietnam War. After all, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy. Go right ahead, Constance.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. This, what's coming to pass isn't quite as spontaneous as it might look to people who have not been keeping up with things. When the Arab Spring was starting and the revolutions in Egypt, in Tunisia, and the one in Tunisia, interestingly enough, started with self-immolation, and the one in Egypt brought down a government that had been basically was one of the few in the Middle East that was not hostile to Israel and had attempted to work with Israel to prevent some terrorism. This was characterized on CBS and on 60 Minutes, a great big huge banner saying New Age Revolution. Just about that time, New Age theorists, active with organizations you and I have kept our eyes on for years, with the Theosophists, with Lucis Trust in New York, one writer in particular who's managed to stay below our radar for a period of time, Rene Wadlow, who represents the world citizens at the United Nations, started making very proud statements that these were stages in the theater of what they called World War IV. And that these things were coming together, and that they had to be on guard against counter-revolutionaries. That would be people like you and me. And I stumbled onto this stuff back in 1981 when they thought that they were in the posture that they are in now. They thought things were ready to pop then, as they are now popping. In fact, many things were popping. In Europe, there were mass demonstrations And we all remembered the 60s when a lot of these things went into full bloom. But in 1981, I discovered, amongst other discoveries, that the New Agers were talking actively about a new Messiah coming, who they said was Maitreya, the Christ, and that Jesus had been his disciple. And when I followed up on it, they were recommending books such as The Aquarian Conspiracy by Marilyn Ferguson, which was one of the first major books I read on the New Age movement. They were recommending the works of Alice Ann Bailey and Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, Nicholas Rorick, a Russian theosophist, the Gurdjieffian books, among others. And when I followed up on this and started piecing it together and this huge, huge network that said they were all one, that the God in one was the God in all, and they were on the path toward three things, New World Order, New World Religion, and a New Age Messiah they cheerfully admitted was not, could not be Jesus, that Jesus was a mere disciple to whatever they had, and discovered that this movement was intrinsically hostile to Christianity, it was hostile to Judaism, it was even hostile to Orthodox Islam in its bottom forms, and that they were on the march, and that they were talking very calmly about exterminating one-third of mankind and possibly two-thirds of mankind, that the world had population difficulties and then would have to have a reduced population. And when I found these things, I was horrified and did what I could to sound alarms on it. And I was very, very shocked when I brought out some very heavy evidence. New Agers knew what I was talking about. Thankfully, many repented and came out of it and started sounding their own alarms. But I ran into quite a cabal with the Christian community that I could not understand, that was telling people to go back to sleep, that nothing was happening. And there were some things out there that I didn't even know about that I'll bet were even in the libraries of some of the folks that were telling people to go back to sleep, that nothing was happening. But I mentioned yesterday that I had found archived downstairs, some wonderful soul had sent it to me and copied a book and sent it to me, and then to make myself legitimate, I ordered my own copy off of Amazon. Managed to find a few used copies from one of the major groups I talked about called the International Cooperation Council. And they had mapped everything out. They had powerful, powerful folks networked with them, and they had mapped out their guidelines for where they were heading. And to my shock in looking at this, even folks that we were forced to read in college as superior historians, there's one named Dr. Charles Morris of the University of Florida that wrote a book called Paths of Life, and he called for six elements of the Maitreyan path. And here this book, which was 1974.
What is this book you're talking about that lays this all out?
This is from the Unity and Diversity Council. They are the group that first brought Benjamin Krem to the United States from England to speak in Los Angeles in Southern California, your neck of the woods, to an international conference. He'd also spoken for them at a very huge London conference. They were holding conferences, very large conferences all over the world with the rich and the famous. And these groups, and we knew that these groups were out there. We knew about Unification Church. We knew about the Werner Erhard. We knew about the Society of Emissaries. We knew about all these groups separately. They were all portrayed as maybe separate, individual, little cults. What we were not told was that they were networked with intention and direction.
And the lie
that was told to the Christian community, these were all separate. Our favorite slogan is we are all one, and indeed they are all one until somebody like us comes along and points out, hey, those guys are working together, at which point we are all separate. That's them, not us.
But, What's the name of the book?
In 1974, the year before, following the directions of Alice Bailey, they were to go totally public with all of this in 1975, Carl Heusenstamm, working on behalf of Leland Stewart and his huge network of the International Cooperation Council, which was hundreds, even thousands of New Age groups then, coalesced and put together this handbook, mapping out what they were doing, the strategy, all the disparate elements that had come together, such as Alvin Toffler, who you and I know is a guru for Al Gore, among others, and Newt Gingrich, and Alice Bailey, and Roland Gammon, who was on the board of directors of the Fellowship Foundation in Washington, D.C., or he was a member, he was a, one of their board members, and I went to the board meetings for what was supposed to be a Christian organization. He was as deep into this thing, working for Maitreya, the Christ to supplant Jesus, as could be. And he was working for these three goals, New World Order, New World Religion, and a New Age Messiah. He was shamelessly working for them. Abraham Maslow, who was put over on us, is a psychological figure that was just helping us all attain our full potential. And so many huge names showing in here and just crowing about how these things were working in unison to prepare people for this new order, and that they thought they were, by plugging into this, they were plugging into energies. Dr. Monteith, we're looking at a movement of mass possession.
Well, what was the name of the book that had this all laid out?
Toward the Maitreyan Revolution.
Toward the Maitreyan Revolution
is what they were in 1974 calling the Maitreyan Revolution. The New Age Revolution is the Maitreyan Revolution.
Okay. Well, I have no question, and it's well underway, and with another, 37 years has gone by since then, and of course they're still working towards the same goal. Many of the organizations, some of the leaders may have changed, but nothing has changed. The one world order, the one world religion, one world financial system. So,
what's really remarkable, Dr. Monteith, is how many of the same faces that I looked at the beginning are still on board, still working hard for it. Some of them are old enough they should be poring over their Bibles every day and saying their final prayers, like Barbara Marx Hubbard. And instead, they're out there working for this as energetically, as hard as they can. David Spangler is still at it. Eileen Caddy at the Finhorn, who was Peter Caddy's ex-wife. Now Peter Caddy is dead, but the network that he helped establish, it lives on. The Lorien Association, they're working hard, particularly inroads in the Episcopalian Church. They're working, trying to work Catholic circles again. Matthew Fox, who was excommunicated by the Catholics in 1993, just resurfaced in Detroit at a conference of apostate Catholics. And harnessed whole churches. These folks are back on the march. They're convinced that now that they, with what's going on in the world, that all the forces, all the elements have come together, and that they were marginalized for a period of time. I like to think I had a little bit of assistance in helping to do that, or was a little bit of assistance to God in helping to do that. But they now feel like they're back on the march, that nothing can stop them. And it's going to get tougher from now on, and because their game is global governance, and they are convinced that they have it put together by treaties, by PACs, by enabling non-governmental organizations at the United Nations, and that basically we're history.
Well, they certainly work through the United Nations. What is most disconcerting is that they have infiltrated and taken over the leadership of many Christian organizations, which is why the church is not speaking out against war. It's not speaking out against torture. How could the Christian church be silent when our government leaders have authorized torture? Why, very simply, because the leadership of organized Christianity has been compromised, both Catholic and Protestant, and nobody has the courage to say it.
Catholics have compromised very badly. One of the things I could not understand was why opposition was coming from where it was, and I started to get to the bottom of some of it when I was sent tapes of David Spangler speaking in Colorado in 1987 and boasting that this was the latest in a series of ongoing meetings he had held with prominent evangelical leaders. and that this meeting had taken place at the Gold Lake Ranch Conference Center in Boulder, Colorado, the Denver Seminary was heavily involved, that there were folks there from the Dallas Seminary, that somebody was there from Spiritual Counterfeits Project, that they had helped write this book, The New Age Rage, and the theme of that book was the same as the theme of that conference, that there could be unity and reconciliation with New Agers. And here they were all together in hot tubs. I listened to a tape of Barbara Marks Hubbard speaking at a subsequent event by Paul N. Temple, who was the money behind that, who was on the core group of the Fellowship Foundation, the C Street Foundation in Washington, D.C., worked very closely with Douglas Coe and with the other principals of that organization. And here he was. He had invested $2.7 million there over a span of 8 years in gifts, and here he was the co-founder and one of the chief financial backers of his own organization, the Institute of Noetic Sciences, one of the world's most all-powerful New Age organizations, and he was basically the one who signed Willis Harmon's paychecks, who was running this. And here it was, I wondered why there was such silence on this, why there was such an effort to make it go away when the evidence was so obvious. And here they had covered their bases for years.
Well,
they had even manufactured some of their own.
There, if you have a question, you're coming here. The American.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, morning. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning, Constance Cummey, who really introduced me to this whole world occult movement, which infiltrates every aspect of our society today. You were supposed to believe that the enemy is in Moscow or in Beijing, and yet we finance those communist movements since their inception. Why do you think we're doing everything we can to build up the economy of communist China today, transferring the military technology, transferring our jobs over there? Is that because of the enemy? Of course not. It's the best enemy money could buy to distract you from what's really going on. The enemy is not over there, the Muslim Brotherhood, or hiding in the caves in Pakistan. We finance the Muslim Brotherhood and this whole radical Islamic movement. The real enemy is here. And it has been this occult New Age movement, which ties into the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Skull and Bones, because these are all occult organizations, and many of their leaders are deeply involved in the occult, but nobody will tell you that. Well, before we go on, Constance, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your material, how they can actually listen to your radio programs, because they're on every day, and we share an afternoon program, but you go right on, tell people how they can get your
thank
material.
You very much. I'm working at your direction, your suggestion on updating the hidden dangers of the rainbow. I expect to have that ready in very short order. I may just even take it just to a publish on demand place so we can just make it available for those who want it quickly and reasonably without huge storage costs and distributors, and that I can maintain as much editorial control as I need to and not pass it off to others who have different agendas and different notions. But I have a blog spot I maintain on the internet, and we have materials and resources that are there absolutely free, and that's over at worldwideweb.www.cumbie.blogspot.com. And or just if you just Google Cumbie, it will be the first thing that will come up. And I do a radio program myself 2 days a week on internet radio on the microeffect.com on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern time and 4 o'clock Pacific time. So that's available too. And then there have been some electronic versions of my books put up on the internet with my blessings, which is okay. I don't care as long as people don't edit it and they don't sell it for profit. People can go pick that up and those materials up. And other than that, probably your very excellent supply of resources that you maintain. It was probably one of the most wonderful sources and resources for people exploring this subject.
Well, we do carry at least secondhand copies of Constance's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. If you haven't read it, you must. And prior to we getting the book back in print, whatever form, of course, you'll want to get the new one when it's available, but it's not available. So get The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And from my ministry, we have a 4-tape set or 4-CD set of my interviews with Constance. We have the wonderful talk she gave entitled The Emergence, and that's the emergence, and it just goes into the coming world leader. They're very open about this. They talk about the coming world leader. Isn't it interesting we don't hear about this in our churches, or at least in most churches? There are some ministers out there who are frantically trying to get the information out, but of course their efforts are constantly repressed. And
well, one of the problems back in
that
there was an awful lot of money spent on neutralizing the Christian community. And
right.
When people accept buses from Unification Church on the condition that they not display the cross, when people accept money from the founder of the Institute of Noetic Sciences, Paul Ann Temple, and his Three Swallows Foundation, what they're doing is it's not helping to spread the gospel. What it's doing is it's buying silence to keep people from knowing about this very real threat to their souls and to their, even to possibly to their lives and fortunes.
Well, Constance, what do you foresee as far as the coming war? Do you think Do we have any idea what's really going to be happening over there?
Unless God intervenes, I think the perfect storm is in effect in the Middle East. I think that this vote is probably going to take place at the United Nations, that it's going to cause a lot of division in the Middle East, which is going to be unfortunate for both sides. Is that Haaretz, the Israeli paper, very insightfully said it's going to be ugly for both sides, and that the global governance folks are going to use this as pressure, and that they're hopefully going to use this as a population reduction thing. And one of the reasons that they are so much on the march right now is that they are going to look like total fools if something drastic doesn't happen to the world by 2012. They make fun of Christians for reading the Bible literally and having apocalyptic expectations, but their own apocalyptic expectations of 2012, they are now pushing, advancing, because if 2012 comes and goes and nothing happens, they're going to look like idiots, so they'll probably say it was some kind of a spiritual thing that took place in the heavens. But they basically, they'll lose some leverage, and they'll have a number of their own people go back to sleep. So right now, they are beating the drums and trying to advance as much control in the form of global governance and as many excuses and rationales for it to exist as they can invent. And they'll take advantage opportunistically of everything, of anything else that intervenes, that and try to parlay it into more global governance. And it's going to be probably hot war in the Middle East. There is a prophecy in the scripture about Jerusalem under siege by all the nations. It does not look so remote now with this perfect storm that is happening. And we're going to see an awful lot. It's going to take a lot of faith, a lot of trust in God to withstand these periods of times. And what we're going to have to do is to remember to trust him no matter what. I think another part of the perfect storm is Christians who are expecting to be raptured out before anything bad happens. If they find themselves still here and bad things happening and persecution happening, I'm very fearful that those folks could lose their faith like kids who no longer believe in Santa Claus and decide the whole thing is fantasy, including stories about Jesus and eventual deliverance. And so I think what my message is that we trust God no matter what. He's got the big picture. We've got the little picture. No matter how it comes down, it's in his perfect will, and we have to go with him, ride with him. In the end, that is the only place where there is any sanctuary. There is no advantage either in this life or in the life to come in going with the other side.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have questions for Constance, she's been studying this for 30 years and certainly is one of the leading experts on the subject of the New Age occult movement, which, of course, is behind everything going on in the world today, and certainly behind this drive towards globalism, one world government, transferring our jobs overseas, impoverishing the American people, and precipitating the financial collapse. Oh, it's just him and America today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, and people really sort of look at the world, and they really don't quite understand what's going on. I mean, why does America have troops stationed throughout Europe and Japan and South Korea? So many years, a half a century after the Second World War ended, well, the purpose of the Second World War was to bring about world government and American domination of the world. We have our special forces troops, which are basically trained assassins, stationed in 75 nations to keep the leaders there in line. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world, somewhere between 800 and 900 military bases throughout the world to maintain our empire in preparation for the coming one world government. And the average American has no idea what's going on, that America does have an empire, but is a prelude to this whole world government idea, which has been the goal of the New Age since its inception. Well, what do you think is going to happen? Do you anticipate then that there'll be some sort of a conflict in the Middle East during this coming year, Constance?
I think what Haaretz says, I think the writer Ari Shelley, who wrote for Haaretz, probably unfortunately called it correctly. There's probably that they're going to have, there's going to be the United States Nations resolution. Israel is not going to cooperate with it. There's going to be demonstrations and battles on both sides, and it's going to lead to more and more tension, and it's going to lead to more and more marginalization of Christians who take some of those prophecies in the Bible, particularly prophecies about Israel, literally. It's going to lead to more dissension, and it's and then it's going to be what they call crisis equals opportunity. And, of course, we have to have global governance from the folks who know how to the world should be run, like the Clinton Global Initiative and like the Javier Solana, like the Brookings Institution, like the Council on Foreign Relations, and they're going to put this machinery in gear. It's looking increasing like the United States is, has slipped as a world power, and the your BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, are going to be exerting more power, and this is going to be an excuse for global governance. And the United States will go along thinking this is the way not to lose power altogether. And it's not going to be a very pretty time unless the Lord intervenes and decides that we need more time to repent and come to Him.
Well, I think that as we look at everything politically, financially, we forget the spiritual component of it. That's the important thing. And certainly the globalists have their plan. They have everything in place. They're working in conjunction with the New Age movement and basically the globalist movement. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's another aspect on this too, because they're reaching the folks that aren't just necessarily interested in money.
Sure.
And there's another aspect of where this thing is going with the new world religion, and where they're taking this thing is earth worship. And the drums are being beaten on that more and more and more, that we've angered the earth. The earth is a living entity, that we have to cooperate with evolution. We have to be co-creators, if we don't do certain things, then the earth is going to spit us out, and we have to worship and pay homage to the earth itself. and that's being locked into the environmental movement. Structures are being put in place. Children are being compromised on that, and we're seeing these things converge, and sometimes it looks like there's phony battles between the two interests, except really they're not battles. We've seen tremendous manipulation with some folks that you and I have both watched, Corrine McLaughlin and her husband. And they have, her husband wrote the Valdez principles and the Ceres principles and have managed to put many, many, many prominent loose trust New Agers on boards of directors of corporations and have gained insight knowledge. And these elements are converging also. And the increasingly we're going to be told we have to be on the same page as to what we believe, and that the world can no longer afford our divisive, formerly divisive religious belief patterns. And where they're going to try to take us is, and basically, we're worshiping a God who is not God. And the shocking thing when you go behind it and explore their foundational writings is that these folks adore Lucifer, whose game was always to be worshipped as God.
And that is, what, of course, the X factor that nobody really addresses. I mean, we see what's going on. It doesn't make sense unless you understand behind this are the powerful spiritual forces. And as Constance says, this is a Luciferian movement. Our number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment on this. But I think we're going to see a very, very difficult financial times developing.
Dr. Monteith?
Yes.
If I could, there is a huge movement at working, particularly Pentecostal circles, that it has some strong Luciferian roots, and it's something that I stumbled onto, or somebody presented me with the evidence in my lap in 1983 on what they called the Neo-Pentecostal movement. I think it may be called now Apostolic Reform Movement and Prophets movements, but plugged very deeply. One of their leaders was a man who's now dead, but his disciples live on, named Bill Britton. And he was out working the Pentecostal circles, teaching them that, first of all, Lucifer was not Satan, and then having them say amen to everything he raised on that in a good old Pentecostal church setting. And then, secondly, Satan himself was not that bad because he was doing what God had created him to do. And having them say amen on that. And then he turned out and said the enemy of God is Adam. And that everything was reversed, but there are startling number of folks into this, and when people run into them, they will hear things said like, you know, Satan never has an original idea. Satan can only counterfeit. Well, baloney. Satan has lots of original ideas. Rape, pillage, plunder. God never thought that stuff up. And but this is going on, and there are the subtle workings of the church, and then there are bold ones, and it doesn't always come in a New Age package. It might go to a service looking like a singing hymn.
Thanks so much for being with us. Bye bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I just can't back it. I see the network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Constance Cumby. We really understand her message, why we carry secondhand copies of her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. It's been out of print for a number of years, but we do get the copies, and we make them available through my ministry. We have a 4-CD set of my interviews with Constance on the Aquarian Conspiracy, and we have the DVD she did for us entitled Emergence, The Emergence, and it goes into they're planning, they're very open about what they're doing, except you're never going to hear about it. Why? Well, because you're not reading the New Age books. And yet, of course, in every major city in America, there's a New Age bookstore. Certainly most bookstores in America will have a section on New Age occult books. And many Christian bookstores, because the Christian movement has been infiltrated, they will have sections with these metaphysical books, taking you into yoga, into mind alteration, meditation, and, of course, all this is supposedly Christian. It is not at all. It's to lead you away from Christianity so you will open your mind to the God within you. That's their basic theme. In fact, the hidden message is that you are God. That's the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard. Well, it goes right back to the book of Genesis. And what did the serpent say in the Garden of Eden? If you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, why, you shall be as God, and you shall never die. Read Dan Brown's book, The Lost Scroll. And what was the secret of masonry? You are God. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to, if you really believe that, why, of course, you got a real problem. We're not God. We're to be subservient to God. But unfortunately, the reason we're in trouble today is because they've changed the music, the message of our church, and they've neutralized much of Christianity in this spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. You need to get our material. Let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on the dark secret, the hidden secret. They're separate DVDs. Get the syllabuses that go with them. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and get Constance Cumby's material. And it's all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, let me mention that my ministry is listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. My number, 1-800-544-8927. If you can't help financially, certainly we appreciate your prayers for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Don't forget, we're having our all-day seminar on the 23rd of October, and we already have a contingent from Colorado that comes, and if you're going to come, why, you're going to have reservations, because, of course, we're going to be serving lunch. It's going to be all day. Our number program will start at 8:30 in the morning and go till 5:30 or 6 in the evening. And, but, if you want to make reservations, get more information on this. You can certainly call us, at 1-800-544-8927. Looks like we're going to have a good turnout again. This year we're bringing in great speakers from across America, and we're of course looking forward to your coming if you possibly can. I want to say that I appreciate it so much when I was at the meeting there in Littleton this last weekend. We had probably 25 people come up. Thank us for our ministry people from your area who listen to our program. So until, well, Monday the same. May the Lord be with you.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15.